Begin the current daf, Masechtas Bava Metzia, daf Pei Beis, begin the Mishnah, begin the test master, begin the Gemara, name, let's say, B'dolei Shavi Sher Zuzi, that it wasn't worth the amount of the money, and the Machlokes is regarding the teaching of Shmuel, that he says that if someone lends 1,000 zuz to his friend, and he leaves a sickle by him, he loses the sickle, he lost 1,000 zuz. Pesh B'kunches, Rashi explains, Avo B'Shavi, but if, let's say, it was the value of the money, Lukulama Shemesach, and Emma would agree that he would be considered as a Shemesach. And that's how Rashi explains that Reb Elazar would agree that the lender would lose his debt if he would lose the master. Now, the Shilei Shavuos Adyam, and the end of Perek Shavuos Adyam, Shavuos Davim Gimel Mabez, there in Daf Mem Dal Mem Aleph, Keshvam de Garsi, there are certain Svam that the text is, what's the case talking about? If regarding this machlekes, if it's worth the value of the money, so my time to Eliezer, what's the reason of Reb Eliezer? That why would he hold that you don't lose if it's worth the same exact amount? Rather, must be that it's not worth the value. And the machlekes is regarding this teaching of Shmuel, when it's not the same amount, do you lose the whole thing? So it says mashma kipesh akunch. Sounds like the way Rashi says, because the b'shavu, when it is worth ma'idu kula alma, then everyone agrees that you would lose the whole thing. So this is b'kasha. It's difficult because in Cana, if that's the case, my kamar. Why does the Gemara say must be like b'liyazer? Why does it say the Mishnah has to be not like b'liyazer? Why? Look at the shavu shir zuzi. Why just say it's talking about where the mashkin is worth the value of the money? The tisik could kula alma. It could be like everyone, even according to b'liyazer. That's according to the Gemara's conclusion. The plea that we say they did disagreeing, when it is worth the value of the zuz, and in the shita of Rav Yosef, can't say this. Why? Because the halacha Rabba, according to Rabba, the halachas of Rabba say that the halacha actually follows Rabba, not like Rav Yosef. Plig lefi amaskana, the machlekes. According to Maskana is B'dishmul, in the teaching of Shmuel. Because the previous parak Bezla, like we said previously in the second parak of Chof Tessa Medal. So if that's the case, so why can't you say that that's the Machlekes? And if that's the case, so why can't you say the Mishnah is going to be like Reb Eliezer? Now, Miu Yashlem, what you could say is, no, you can't say our Mishnah is talking about B'dishavit that was worth the value of Kukuliyama, that it's going like everyone. Because the ain't svar sheach like Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Kiva, then how would you understand Rabbi Yehuda that says the Shemachinim? Why would he disagree then with the halacha? Elavadar, obviously, must need in b'dolei shavi ari. Must be told that it's not worth the value, and therefore then he could hold it, yeah, like a Shemachinim. But Kasha says this. But what's difficult is okay. So given the b'shavi shuzuz, since when it's worth the value of the zuz, you tell me l'kolei am according to everyone of the ma'aseh, he loses his money. Became if that's the case, b'dolei shavi when it's not worth. Mashkin neged hamashkin, then or whatever at least is the value of the mashkin. Nami of the lukolam, then according to everyone also should be lost. If that's the case, samai shavu l'Eliezer. Why couldn't Eliezer do you swear shavu l'mashkin that you okay lost the mashkin b'lei pshir without negligence? Mama viach meisa shvu. What did he gain from that oath? But I mashkin neged hamashkin of it. What do you mean? The money that's equivalent to the value of the mashkin that he loses that afal l'pasha even if it was not negligent. By Yisegim al Hamashkin, or whatever is more than the Mashkin, you tell you should take a fellow Pasha, the Mashkin, even though he's negligent with the Mashkin, given the less late the Shmuel, since it doesn't hold the Haklacha of Shmuel. Pchitim, if you're going to say, Kamech Pesha Kunjas, you say, like Rashi, the Hechad delay Naka Shir Zuzi, that when it's not the value of the Zuz, I feel like a negative Mashkin, that even then, according to the value of the Mashkin, you don't lose that according to the Yazim, Shub Dolay Nakte, because he's not only holding on to El Zakarn Dvam Ba'amma, because it's just as a reminder. Oh, okay, so then therefore, that's why he's not going to lose even Kenegan Amashkin. Ze'einir, that doesn't seem to be correct. Because the Ibid is Shavui, because every time when it's worth the value of the Ma'isav, he loses money, Avagav, the Leslie, the Shmuel, even though he doesn't hold like Shmuel, and if that's the case, Abdel, Matai, made the Rabbi Yisid. So obviously, then it's because of the Allah Rabbi Yisid, the Misham Mitzah, that because then it's a Mitzah, Misham Mitzah, he's a paid custodian. So then, for that reason also, you should lose that mashkin and get a mashkin, at least what's according to the value of the mashkin, but loy shavu, when it's not worth the same amount. mitzvah, for sure he's doing a mitzvah shalveh al-mashkin mut, that he's lending him to even a lesser amount of a mashkin. Boy, moreover, the fee, Akiyasas HaSvarim, according to the text of the Svarim, we have mashkin, it sounds like Kirab Yosef. And the Kaimelon Kirabah, and but when you hold the grab, because the breach is like we explained, the pekel mitzias. So that's me, or somehow what you could say is the shabu, that when it is worth the same amount, according to everyone, it's Hashem Masacher, but not because of the halacha of Yisrael, rather because of the opinion of Shmuel. Why? Because of Kilu Pirish says if he specified that of an amashkin of the Masacher, because it's exactly the same amount, so it's like as if saying, okay, lose the mashkin, lose your money. Now, if it wasn't worth the value of the zuzi, the shasalva during the time of the loan, he only took it as a reminder, and therefore, if like, can I get a mashkin, so then, yeah, even what's according to the value of the mashkin, it's not as if you specify according to Rabbi Yezer, but it's still pushing it. So, rather, Benir Lefarish, it seemed to explain that. Lema, let's say, this is what the different maskal of Tais is going on, so Tais is a different shot. Let's say, b'delei shavui, that when it's not worth the value, or b'deshmol kamifagi, pirish, Tais explains what this means. Af b'delei shavui, even when it's not worth the value of the money, or b'deshmol kamifagi, and the disagreement is Allah b'deshmol, but loy b'der b'yitzchak v'rav Yosef, the b'tamayu, because in their reasonings, So then you would only be able to disagree when it's worth the value. But moreover, and so it's telling you that even when delay shabbat, then you could say disagree in the halacha of Shmuel. But moreover, the lafia emes, according to the truth, they actually don't disagree in the Yisrael halacha, because the masik, like the more comes out. And neither do disagree in the Yisrael halacha, the kamel karab, because we're all like rabba. Or pligi b'dishmul, and it's green shmul zalacha, and that's bein b'dishavi, or bein b'dilei shavi, whether it's worth the value or not. Reb Elazar, unless does not hold the like shmul. Allah lo ibid, therefore doesn't lose. Af mashkin, I get a mashkin, even what's the value of the mashkin. Mezitam yafsid, why should he lose? Given the less of the shmul, doesn't hold like shmul. Reb Kiva, on the other hand, is le dishmul, holds like shmul. Vavdim ha'isav, and he loses money. Af fil ha'yisayrim, ala mashkin, what's worth more than the value of the mashkin. Vavdim ha'kton, masnin shemesacha, this is Mishnah said, that is the Shemesacha, lav davka, it's not precise. The high lishnu leshayach amos yisrim alamashkin, because that really, that terminology is not applicable on the excess money. El kalem, what it means to say, kedin Shemesacha, it's like the loch of Shemesacha. The mafsir akol, beginim aveda, they lose everything when stolen or lost. Believe unsin, and is not chavin unsin. Or inam, you could say, masnin airi, Mishnah told me about the shavi, when it is worth the same amount, because the stam mashkin shavi connected kolachayv. That in general, the mashkin is equal to the whole amount. Look after the shemizach and the vidush shemizach on that total amount of what the loan was. Next, I have to begin with the gemara. Look, kulam less l'tushmol. No one holds the shemuz halach. First, Tais in Perik Shuvos at the end, the gemara Shuvos that then give on base. Parak l'shemul. The gemara asks on Shmuel's teaching. That he says that even if the mashkin is not worth the amount, if you lose that, you lose everything. But it did not from the Mishnah. Mishnah says, "Sel hil b'sicha lav." Let's say he says that the loan was for a seller, the shekel ha'yishama, and the mashkin was worth a shekel. But he says, "No, like yela shleisha dinarim ha'yishama, it's actually worth 3 dinar, not 2. So chayv is chayv for my mitzvah." But why? Lame should say, Akabalte. What do you mean? When you lose the mashkin, according to Shmuel, even if the mashkin is worth less, but you lose the whole thing. Because the Svarim and the Chaim Perish Akwindras, that Masnitin, the Mishnah is talking about the Parish. So therefore, that's why it's not difficult when he specified. Kikamer Shmuel, when the Shmuel says, Allah Chabad Leib Parish, when you didn't specify. So it says like Girsa Seshap, according to this Girsa, it makes sense. We couldn't say over here, as the Dinner Maskal is going on, Kulu Islu Dishmol. I mean, the Gemara doesn't want to say the Machlag Yerba Zmikib is in Shmol's Allah. We want to say everyone's unanimous. So the Dinner Maskal taste is going in the Gemara. It says, okay, no one holds like Shmol. But so it's bothered. It says, well, why don't you just say everyone holds like Shmol? No. Based on what we're saying from the Gemara and Shmuas, it's because the E, Rebbe Yazir Islu Dishmol, if Rebbe Yazir like Shmol, Lama Yeshava, the Yito, why does the guy swear and collect? He delays like Rabbi Yitzchak, although he doesn't hold like Rabbi Yitzchak. Mitaima, the Shmuel, Yav Sirakol. But based on Shmuel's reasoning, you should lose everything else for Leipirish, even if he didn't specify. B'lay Shavi, and it's not worth the value. Koshkim the Shavi for sure when it is worth the value. And Reza holds that you don't lose. So obviously, you can't hold like Shmuel. V'yari b'deparish, and if it's talking about where he specified Shalai Yavsid, that he shouldn't lose, but then Lahalachorik B'kibir, he wouldn't disagree, and he would also agree that you shouldn't lose. So that's according to that Gersa. I will think Gersa Rabbi Nechanano. The guard saw some that he, his Gersa over there, that the Masnitin, the Mishnah there, is talking about the other way around. B'deloi parish, when you did not specify. But Shmuel b'deparish, and Shmuel is when you did specify. She abed koma isav, that you should lose all the money, was that he specified that he should lose, even though it's not worth. He said that he should lose all the money. And b'chinah Rabbein Tam Iker, and that's Rabbein Tam holds the primary. The in svark is not logical. She abed koma isav that you should lose all your money, but the light parish when you did not specify. So b'chinah perushay, and so then this is the explanation. That according to the one that says that the machlik is in the halacha of Shmuel, so the Rebbe Eliezer less like the Shmuel. So the Rebbe Eliezer does not hold like Shmuel. That is mavuk of the parish, even though he specified that he'll lose the whole thing, loyal is not affected. Why not? He specified. So the way the Gemara is having it, when we're saying it's the machlik of Rebbe Eliezer and Shmuel, because Rebbe Eliezer holds a smachti, it's just an asmachta, which is not effective. Now, b'kibin del ibid mois ha'yisir mal ha'mashkin, so since he's not losing the excess money, because that's definitely a smachta, so then gam mashkin ha'kin ha'mashkin, then doesn't lose anymore what's correlated to the amount of the mashkin. Gam beis ha'neshel, like the Gemara said previously, that was some of Rav and Beis. But to me, kama lei, did he tell him, kani l'gavayna, that you should acquire for collection? I mean, to say that if you're not getting that whole way, you're not going to get any, it's all or nothing. And the b'kibin, so b'kibin held that, no, the limiker smachta is not called the smachta, l'hecha sh'amar, only where he said, "Lahasmich chaveri al devarav," k'dayim oyver v'le'evid. That's not called a smach. The smach only where he says that his friend relies on him. K'dayim oyver. So he says oyver v'le'evid. He says, "Look, I'll work the field. I won't not work it. And asham alfer zuz. I'll pay 1,000 zuz." So that's called a smach. But hochbe here means to say that he's trying to get the guy to do something for him. So he exaggerates to get what he wants. But over here, Malva Machel Kol Chayvoy. Here, the lender is pardoning his whole debt, and Yavsi the Mashkin lose the Mashkin. Yeah, it's not called a smach. There's no reason to have to try to entice the borrower. Says there's a kasha. Now it's difficult. The Levit Gerz is according to this text. Am I like Kamar Hacha? Why does Digmar not say? Which we answered according to Rashi. This question is not difficult, but according to Ben Tam, why didn't you say Kulam Isla Dishmol? Everyone holds of Shmol. Hey, for the parish where you specified. But the halacha here is b'shavei shir zuzi, where it's equal to the amount of this was a blei parsh, and it didn't specify. But everyone agrees to Shmuel, because the halacha is a kavasei to Shmuel. Halacha falls halacha of Shmuel, because Rav Nachman Nardoi is really kavasei, a whole like him, hasim over there. So why are we saying everyone does not hold like Shmuel? The Shem says, because there's the sub of Gemara, the Gemara thought, the ibid of parish, if when you specify, mafsi kalachay, you lose the whole debt. So the parish nami, then even when you don't specify, mavsid keneged hamashkin, you should lose according to the amount of the mashkin. Because the mashkin keneged hamashkin, because whatever is equal to the value of the mashkin, you get the parish. It's like you specify. La'ochidam atzlamim, therefore the Gemara couldn't say, kulam isl dushmul, everyone's like, hold it, shmul, because if that's the case, the wise guy swear, be to come isl, and he collects all his money. The mashkin keneged hamashkin, because what equals to the value of the mashkin, yeshlav, so that he should lose. Keeping the isl dushmul, since you hold like shmul. But says Taisim Makom Makom. However, even though the Gemara is saying that everyone does not hold like Shmuel, Halacha is like Shmuel, but the parish when you specify. However, Rabbi Nachman Pirush, he actually says the inner Halacha Kishmuel is not like Shmuel, and the time his reason is Mishum to come Halacha because the Gemara says of Yazar Devar Masal is going on Kulam less the Shmuel that no one holds of Shmuel. If Taisim says indirect, it's actually not a proof. Shkin Derech Gemara Litches. That's very normal for the Gemara to reject and say the Kulam less that no one holds of this. Even though that is the halacha, just simply couldn't say even holds, like, but doesn't mean. So we said, okay, we want them to be unanimous, but that doesn't mean that that's the halacha. But more of it, according to the truth, the Kamelin Kerabba, the Holy Rabba, that plagued with the Shmuel, that means their machlekes is in Shmuel. And therefore, the Kori Rabbi Kiva, Umas Nitin, that means to say they're all Kaddish Shmuel. Then can, if that's the case, Kamla Kaddish Shmuel, that means that we rule like Shmuel. Because of Avagav did not Paul Galeim, the Rav disagrees on him, where do we find that? Dabba Perkazov, on Dabba Melchasim Abbas. Medami Plukta de Rav, de Raven, the Gemara compares the machlekes of Rav regarding the security, Le Plukta Bishmuel de Rabbanon, Gabbeve Eina Shava, Ela Plag, when it's worth only half. So we're comparing one thing to nothing, and nothing to nothing. That's the case. So that comes out that this machlik Shmuel and Rav is in mishapara, is regarding the idea of do you get cursed from backing out the surah itmar, which is regarding prohibitory law. Now the problem is Allah Rabbi Suri, we rule like Rav regarding prohibitory law. But the Shmuel in the din, the thing is, but there's also regarding monetary halacha, like we're saying over here regarding the teaching of Shmuel. The v'hilchos of Shmuel b'dini, we rule like Shmuel when it comes to monetary judgments. Boy, more because Rabbi Yechon and Paul got Rabbi Rabin. Rabbi Yechon actually disagrees with Rabbi and halacha on a Rabin. So Shmuel heals like Shmuel. And b'kaimulim, we know the Gemara tells us, and Be'ed Avdam and Be'ez, that Rabbi Yechon halacha Rabbi Yechon. And more of a Rav Nachman, Kamel and Bedin, we rule like Rav Nachman regarding monetary law, like Rav Kumam according to everyone. And the subject of Shmuel is like Shmuel, and David Allah will follow like Shmuel. And if you lose the Mashkin, even though it's not worth the value, you lose the whole thing. You know, he says not to begin with the word Yimar, Lim Rav Yisuf Tanoi. Let's say the teaching of Rav Yisuf is the Machlekes Tanoi, which Pierce McQuinn Rashi explained, meaning because the Rabba Vada Tanoi is for sure Machlekes Tanoi. The question is regarding Rav Yisuf. Which Taisa Le'el Parash, the Pekshain, the previous end of Chomtesim and Alf, the Masala Havat Taisa explained, to the contrary, the Rabba Vada love Tanoi, definitely not Machlekes Tanoi. Or Mukum Puluk Tayu, because he actually explains the Machlekes Bidish Shmuel. And the Rav Kulam Isla the Rabba, everyone holds the Rabba's teaching. Rav Yisuf, according to Rav Yisuf, can have a plague of the Shmuel, even though they would disagree in Shmuel's teaching. Rav Laza, the love, Kavasei, it would seem that Rabbi Yezer is not like him, and that's why the Gemara is discussing, let's say Rabbi Yisuf is a machlekes tanoim.